Guest post: Daniel Peter is a lead applications engineer at Kennedy Incorporated, building the next generation of ERP on the Salesforce cloud. You can reach him on Twitter at DanielPeter or www.linkedin.com/in/DanielPeter. Daniel Peter, lightning components so far in this series, the examples have had Salesforce IDs hard-coded in them. For displaying a report, being able to navigate to it by browsing or searching would be nice. Also, when displaying a record with a Salesforce ID, being able to navigate to its detail page by tapping it would be nice too. That's where Lightning Component Events come in. Salesforce report examples were previously built using a jQuery mobile remote autocomplete paired with a Salesforce JavaScript remote action. For this Lightning project, this can be accomplished in various ways, such as what Peter Canala has done here. Why not go for a purely client-side autocomplete? In most cases, orgs won't have thousands of reports, so it won't take long to download them to the client on page load. Searching will be a snap. There are always trade-offs between client and server-side autocomplete implementations, and there is no one right answer. Autocomplete list of available reports. First, add another method to the Apex controller to query for the report names and IDs. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. The report list attribute is new. Also, there is code that iterates over report list and passes each report to another subcomponent. This builds up the unordered list that jQuery Mobile automatically converts to an autocomplete. Here is the new report search component.cmp subcomponent that renders each LI. It might seem like overkill to create a component just for this, but it comes in handy for handling events. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Next, add code to the helper and controller to wire the Apex controller method to the report component. Helper. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Controller. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Now when the page loads, there's an autocomplete list of reports to choose from instead of a loaded, hard-coded report. Autocomplete with Lightning components. Creating a Lightning event. Now create an event that loads the report when clicked. There are two types of Lightning events: component events and application events. This example uses an application event. Events are central to developing with Lightning, and a major difference from Visual Force development. They take some getting used to. Go to File, greater than new Lightning event in the Dev Console and create report. Load. Event.ivd. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. The report attribute will be set to the single report S object, which is clicked/tapped. Report search component.cmp needs code added to register the event, and a call method in the JavaScript controller for when the report is clicked. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Here is the code for report search component controller.js. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. When clicked, the link gets the individual report that was loaded for the clicked subcomponent. It then gets the created event and sets the report parameter on that event to the clicked report. And then my favorite part. Fire. Loading a report. For the main component to load a report when the subcomponent fires an event, add a handler to it. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. The handler calls this function in the JavaScript controller. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. To display the report, the controller calls a slightly modified version of the original code in the helper method. It's no longer called when the page is initialized with a hard-coded reported. It's doing it on the click event with a dynamically selected ID. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Notice how it uses event.getParam from the event passed into it to get the selected report, sets the reported param as the report S object's ID, and passes that to the Apex controller's getReportResponse method so it can load the correct report ID. Clicking the phone numbers report loads it. Salesforce One Lightning Reports Navigation. Navigating to records in the report. To navigate to a record within the report, leverage the new data structure created to build hyperlinks in the report row component.cmp. In many cases, the reporting API gives a Salesforce ID as the value in the response. A quick hack in the Apex controller shows if it is a valid ID, and if so, set the is hyperlink to true. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Next, create a new Lightning component to create and navigate to the hyperlinks. This component will be more generic than the report app. Use it for any app to have a hyperlink for navigating to an S object detail page. Subject hyperlink.cmp. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Subject hyperlink controller.js. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Finally, add conditional logic to report row component.cmp to use the subject hyperlink.cmp component if there is a valid hyperlink, or standard rendering if not. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Loading a report with hyperlinks now allows for drilling into the object details. Lightning events, displaying a record lightning events, drilling down into a report. Fragment identifiers, jQuery Mobile and Salesforce One Lightning. The Lightning component framework URLs make use of the hash fragment identifier. Lightning events. Read more about URL-centric navigation here. jQuery Mobile also uses the fragment identifier to navigate within a page, such as the column toggle pop-up. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. This creates some navigation challenges. Since that fragment is already being used in the URL, you can't hyperlink to a fragment within a page in Lightning the same way as in a traditional page. This is a big clue as to how the Lightning framework works behind the scenes. Navigation is significantly different from Visual Force. As Lightning matures and more developers start working with it, a good solution can hopefully be found for this issue. More about this in a future article.